Our next storyteller is Carol Bookless. Carol has earned her living through sailing, construction, research, and teaching, and has spent half her life as a mom. She has hiked and biked across six continents before settling in the north. She likes to create and fix things, and from time to time, she gets an urge to travel and see different worlds. Please welcome Carol.
So this story has to do with uncharted territory, and it fits that category in a couple of ways. So one way is that I decided to take a hike on the Denecho when I was about 60. And when you get about 60, you start to think about, I'm getting old. And I started to worry about, could I still do hikes and adventures? Was my body going to fall apart? Was I mentally still tough? That kind of thing. So that's why I wanted to go on the Denecho Trail. It's about a 50-mile hike. It goes from Ross River to Faro in the Yukon. It's a traditional route that the Kaska people took to get from those two towns. And it's been used for thousands of years. The town of Ross River and Faro decided to put four little cabins along the route, trying to build up tourism. It didn't really work. So hardly anyone hikes this trail. I knew that if I hiked on it, I would be by myself. So I decided to do it for my 60th birthday. So the first night I stayed in Faro and I stayed in a campground. And there was this little fox who would, I call him the campground host, because he came in and he would check me out every day. I would look at him and then he'd walk away and I knew I'd see him the next day. So that's how I started out my hike, by getting acquainted with some of the animals that were going to be on this trip. And someone asked me, why would you want to hike? And those people who do hike, they already know why. But if you don't hike, it's nice to just have that movement and to be in nature and to see all the animals, to smell the pine and to get dirty. Poop in the woods and just relax. Wear dirty clothes the whole time if you want, anything you want to do. And because no one else was going to be on that trail, I knew I could do whatever I darn well pleased. So I started out the trail, and I just barely missed a bear, which I didn't know at the time, thank goodness. And the first part of the trail ended up being really swampy. And those of you who hiked around Juneau know that you try to walk on the high parts for as long as you can, and then you find out there are no more high parts. So I just got used to the fact that I was going to have to get wet boots and just keep going. The next thing that happened was I got swooped by this big bird. And I think it had to be like a golden eagle. It was way bigger than a raven. And then I started to think, should I really be here? Is this somebody telling me that I shouldn't be here? And I kept walking, though, because I didn't want to turn back. There was a bear back there. And anyway, so I kept hiking and ended up getting to the first cabin when it just started pouring rain. I was exhausted. I thought maybe I was lost because that cabin shouldn't have been that far away. And just fell asleep exhausted. I was totally done with my water. And luckily, I put some pots underneath the eaves of the cabin to have water for the next day. The next day was sunny and beautiful, and I hiked past a couple of lakes and went to this cabin that had a whole bunch of wasps. Well, what was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to camp and stay with these wasps, or was I supposed to go find someone else, somewhere else to camp, like maybe in the outhouse? I decided to stay with the wasps, and the wasps would come in. Buzz, 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 buzz. I'd let them out. They'd be gone. And about 10 minutes later, again, buzz, 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 buzz. And this went on most of the night until the wolves started howling. And I kept telling myself, wolves don't bother people. Wolves don't bother people. Anyway, so they didn't bother me. And the next day, I started out again. And I ended up having a few more adventures with mile-high hills that never stopped, and losing the trail, and bugs everywhere. If you've ever hiked in the Yukon, you know that's what it is. And then I got to the third cabin eventually, and then the last cabin, I was starting to feel a little maudlin about my trip almost being over. So I was singing my way away from the cabin, and I came to this upper edge of a hill to this beautiful big raspberry patch. I thought, all right, I can eat lots of raspberries. And then I noticed at my feet, there was a big pile of bear poop, fresh, steamy bear poop. And I said, I think there's a bear around here. So I rushed out of there, went through the forest. Then the next thing I saw was a chain link fence along the side of the Pelly River. And I knew I was almost done. But at that time, it was sunny, a wind was blowing, there were no bugs, and I started hearing chanting. I said, wow, I'm so lucky. I'm going into Ross River, and there's some kind of celebration going on. So I listened to this chanting for a while. I went down to Ross River, and I asked them, what's going on? You know, is there some kind of celebration? And they told me, no, what are you talking about? And I said, well, I thought I heard chanting. And they said, you wouldn't have been able to hear chanting up on the hill if we were chanting down here. And so I thought it was a bit strange, but it also made me think of the way I grew up. My grandfather was born in Siberia over a century ago. He was a Christian, but he was also an animist. And animists believe that animals and plants and rocks and everything has a spirit. And he told us that in our front yard, one of our trees had a man living in it. And so he was my grandfather, so I believed him. And sometimes I would think that man would be like a mean person. So when I climbed the tree, I would think, is that man going to kick me out of the tree? Am I going to get hurt? And then other times, when I was really afraid, I thought, that man is going to help me out. And so that's kind of how I view nature, and that's kind of how I view that chanting. I think that all of those animals and the whole Yukon and all of that has a spirit. And I think that's what I heard as I was leaving that trail.